Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Hannah Colton. This week on AK, Ice Dance. New York dancer and choreographer Jody Sperling had a rare opportunity last year. She was artist in residence aboard the Coast Guard cutter Healy while it was on a research mission in the Arctic. Alone on vast ice floes, she danced while no one watched. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports on her experience and what it's become.
Before she left New York, Sperling was worried about traction.
I had in my head that it would be kind of like an ice skating rink, like slick. And so I got boots that had a real tread on them, but they weren't very high. And so what I discovered the first time I went out is that the snow's kind of deep. And the snow went right over into my feet.
Sperling made do. 12 times during the 6-week mission, she descended the Healy's gangplank and joined the teams of scientists on the ice.
And while they were doing their research in a particular area, I would have, you know, an area where was dedicated for dance, and I could do my research.
In videos she shot of herself during the voyage, you can see Sperling twirling and fluttering on the biggest, barest stage she'll ever find. Last month, though, she was at the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History on a more traditional stage.
All right. So I think that where things start to change is just before the Pac-Man.
With 5 dancers on deck at the Baird Auditorium, she worked on the lighting the afternoon before a performance. It was part of an Arctic festival the museum hosted.
It should go from this more icy look to more of a watery look.
Okay.
Some of the dancers wore extra-long silk robes, using sticks to control the distant reaches, like an extension of their wingspan. Sperling says it's the silk that's her medium. She projects light and video on it. This isn't her first dance project about natural phenomena. A scientist at MIT was drawn to a piece she did about turbulence. He later introduced her to another scientist who was selecting people for the Healy voyage to the Arctic. The main mission was to follow up on the discovery of a massive plankton bloom. They also wanted artists for public outreach about climate science. Sperling says she was already interested in the Arctic and climate change, but the offer caught her off guard.
When he first invited me, it was a 43-day mission in the Arctic, and at that time my daughter was 2.5, and I literally turned white, as white as snow, when he told me, because I had these two conflicting urges. Which one? I have to go. I want to go. And the other one was, I can't. I can't be away for that long.
She declined at first, then reconsidered. So in May of last year, she flew to Dutch Harbor, caught the Healy, and sailed to the Chukchi Sea off Alaska's northwest coast.
Sometimes we had to break ice, and it would be the most amazing sound when you'd be in the, in the ship, and you'd be going through ice, and you hear cracking through the ice, and I love that.
After her Arctic experience, Sperling knew she wanted the sounds of sea ice for the performance. That led her to Matthew Burtner, a musician who considers snow and ice his instrument. Sperling quickly figured out she didn't just want to buy a few of his recordings. She was hesitant to ask him, but Burtner says when you play a rare instrument, gigs don't come along often.
So if you make music out of ice and snow and someone calls you up and says, hey, I want to do a piece about ice and snow, would you be interested in collaborating? Well, yeah, of course. I mean, this is the best.
Burtner spent part of his childhood in New Ixit, where his parents were teachers. He lives in Virginia now and returns to Alaska annually to collect ice audio. For Sperling's project, Burtner says his composition uses data tracking the change in the Arctic ice extent over 16 years. He plays that as a 16-beat sequence over real-time ice sounds. Burtner says listeners don't necessarily know what they're hearing.
It should work as music. But it has this other kind of secret game hidden inside it. And if you discover it, then it works on another level as well.
Sperling also compresses time in her dance, showing what's normally too slow to see. She says the warming climate is in effect doing the same thing, because as ice thins, it becomes more dynamic, speeding up change across the Arctic. Bertner says that change defines our era and his art.
Like, I think our lifetime is the time of ice melting, that we are in the time of ice melting, and maybe, you know, when I was born, there's lots of ice, and maybe when I die, there won't be any ice. That somehow it's like a life work.
The Smithsonian show was a bit of a preview. Their work, called Bringing the Arctic Home, premieres in New York this month. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.